Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says a framework agreement reached with world powers will protect Iran's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and his security cabinet are united in their opposition to the agreement. VOA's Scott Bob reporting from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his security ministers after telling U.S. President Barack Obama in a telephone call that the framework agreement with Iran threatens Israel's existence. An analyst with Israel's Institute for National Security Studies, Ephraim Kam, said the agreement has some positive aspects, but these are far outweighed by the negatives.
The Iranian nuclear program stopped for some time, and in a sense it was pushed backward. On the other hand, there are many holes in this agreement, which should be a matter of concern for almost everybody.
Critics say the agreement allows Iran to maintain all of its nuclear facilities, which it could quickly reactivate if it so chooses. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Authorities in Kenya moving the bodies of many of the students killed by Islamist militants at an eastern university to the capital for identification. Families gathered in Nairobi following Thursday's attack at Garissa University College, which left 148 people dead as well as the four attackers. The Al-Shabaab attackers stormed the university campus before dawn Thursday and began shooting indiscriminately. Witnesses say the gunmen later targeted Christians and freed some Muslims. Kenyan security forces battled the militants for 15 hours and rescued more than 500 students before fatally shooting the attackers. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda militants captured a key Yemeni military base in the southern city of Mukalla on Friday after consolidating their hold on the city and taking its port. Also Friday, fighters loyal to internationally recognized Yemeni President Abu Rabah Mansour Hadi pushed the Houthi militants out of the center of Aden and control most of the southern port city. Edward Duranian reports.
Southern Yemen resistance fighters exchanged automatic weapons fire and mortar rounds with Houthi militants in the center of Aden early Friday. The Houthi fighters withdrew from most of the center of the city by midday, including the presidential palace. The governor of Aden, Abdulaziz bin Habtour, told Arab media Friday that southern resistance fighters, loyal to President Hadi, now control 95% of central Aden. Saudi coalition military spokesman General Ahmed Asiri told journalists the Houthis were trying to show the media that they controlled parts of the city but were being pushed out. The ongoing conflict between the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels has left a vacuum in parts of the country, especially along the southern coast, which Al-Qaeda is trying to fill. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
French aviation investigators say the first analysis of the second black box from the Green Wings flight that crashed into the German Wings flight, that is, that crashed into the French Alps last month, reinforces the theory that the co-pilot crashed the plane deliberately. 150 people aboard died. Investigators announced Friday that the flight data recorder from the passenger plane indicates that Andreas Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit, reset the automatic controls, and repeatedly increased the speed of the plane, made it a deadly ascent. In a statement, prosecutors said they found information on a computer in Lubitz's apartment which showed he had done internet searches about suicide. Pope Francis used two Good Friday celebrations to decry what he called the complicit silence of the world over the killing of Christians.
In te, divino amore, vediamo ancora oggi.
In the Way of the Cross ceremony Friday night at Rome's Colosseum, Francis spoke of what he called our brothers persecuted, beheaded, and crucified for their Christian faith. Later today, Francis will celebrate the Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He will also celebrate Easter Mass on Sunday in St. Peter's Square in Rome. And Tiger Woods ended all speculation about his game on Friday when he announced that he would be taking part in next week's prestigious Masters Golf Tournament, which will be played in the U.S. state of Georgia. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and a celebration of the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday, as well as a salute to the ladies of jazz, the first week of April, Jazz Appreciation Month on Jazz America. Yes, Billie Holiday, Ella Nora Fagan, her original name, was born on the 7th of April in 1915, so if she were around today, she would be celebrating her 100th birthday. In her absence, we'll celebrate for her by giving you music from Billie Holiday's incredible career and the thoughts of two wonderful singers who have certainly expressed their love of Billie Holiday in performing her songs and even playing her on Broadway. Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon will join us later this hour. We'll also hear nothing but music from great women of jazz. It's Ladies First in our first week of the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, our celebration here on Jazz America. And let's begin with the music of a woman who won a Grammy Award in 2012 for her album Mosaic, an all-female cast of players joined with her. She followed that up with an album that was a celebration of the Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus, Max Roach project from years ago, Money Jungle. Here's a taste of that right now as Terry Lynn Carrington, the First Call drummer, band leader, and composer, gives us Duke Ellington's classic, A Little Max Parfait. Terry Lynn Carrington, one of the great ladies of jazz, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate April Jazz Appreciation Month, Week 1, with Ladies First. During the 1970s and the jazz fusion era, mostly men blended rock and jazz and made their names in that arena. One of the ladies who stood out during that time, based in New York, Bobby Humphrey, with her flute and a host of great players joining her from the album Satin Doll from 1974, her song New York Times. It's the ladies in the spotlight on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, and we're just about to pay homage once again to the great Billie Holiday. Her 100th birthday celebration occurs on the 7th of April. And we'll now turn to conversation with Dee Dee Bridgewater that I enjoyed just before she took Billie Holiday to Broadway in the play Lady Day. And of course, she's recorded Billie Holiday's music over the years and studied Billie closely. Let's get some more thoughts on Billie Holiday from Dee Dee Bridgewater, then hear a Billie Holiday classic here on VOA's Jazz America. Dee Dee Bridgewater spent some time with me on Broadway before the production of Lady Day, her celebration of Billie Holiday on stage, hit the stages in New York City in October of 2013.
I will have lived with her, you know, I will have gotten comfortable with her, because once the show opens, it means I've learned all the monologues, I know all of the songs, all the lyrics. Because, of course, doing some of these songs for the last 3 years, I changed lyrics around.
I think you're going to change a few other things as time goes on.
So, probably,
I think this is one of those plays where you're going to have to see it in the beginning and then see it in the middle part, and maybe at the latter stages, too, and see three different plays to a certain extent, maybe just a little bit. Because it's going to be a living, breathing thing, is my point.
Yes, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Because, for me, she is a living, breathing thing. Mm. She is... You know, she's still very present. So, in a sense, Billie is still very much alive.
I totally agree.
Has inspired so many singers.
Absolutely.
For every generation.
Absolutely.
So she, I think of all the singers, of all the great jazz singers, she is the one that people tend to gravitate to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not Ella, it's not Sarah, it's not, you know, it's not Sassy, it's not Carmen. I mean, you know, the list goes on, or Betty, or, you know. Mm-hmm. It's Billie.
I'm with you.
It's Billie.
And I equate her in many ways with Miles Davis. I've spoken to a number of people. Dave Holland said, I feel like Miles is right here with us right now.
Yeah.
I remember him saying that.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation. So she's at that same level. Yeah, I agree. She's the bell cow of jazz vocalists forever and ever.
And ever. And ever.
Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me, boys. Swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go. And there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boy, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle-dattle and this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, boys, swing it, brother, swing.
Billie Holiday's 1939 classic, Swing, Brother, Swing, to a modern classic. Here's another of the great ladies of jazz on the violin, Regina Carter, with her version of Eddie Harris's classic, Listen Here, from her album, Something for Grace, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We'll be right back. The ladies of jazz today take a backseat to no one. That is the great violinist from Detroit, Regina Carter. Her version of Eddie Harris's classic Listen Here, here on Jazz America. More of our salute to the ladies in the month of April as we kick off our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month and more of our focus on the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday. That's on the way. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's another one of those brief and very sweet messages I've received from a Jazz America listener. This comes from Francis Endless Love. And Francis writes, I am Francis from Shy Hills, Accra, Ghana, and I am enjoying the show. Thanks. Well, thank you, Francis, and let me dedicate a song to you right now and give you a little bit of background, too. As we celebrate the ladies of jazz, they come from all over the world, not just the United States of America, though many of them end up in the USA to follow their musical dreams of making jazz at a high level. Such a story is that of a young lady from Azerbaijan, originally, Amina Figueroa, who made her way to Amsterdam in Holland. There she met her husband, Bart Plateau, who became her musical partner as well as her life partner. He's a fantastic writer and flutist. And then they made their way to the United States, spending lots of time in various cities, from New York, which is their home now, to Chicago, to New Orleans. And in honor of one of those places and their stops along the way, New Orleans, here's the song Canal Street Blues. This is a cut from the album Firewind. Amina Figueroa, one of the great ladies of jazz, as we celebrate them to kick off April Jazz Appreciation Month with Ladies First.
Thank you.
Another of the great ladies of jazz currently at work, that is soprano saxophonist Jane Ira Bloom from her album Wing Walker and a song with a whimsical title, Freud's Convertible. This is Russ Davis. It's really a joy to celebrate the wonderful women of jazz, ladies first, in our first week of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And in this edition of Jazz America, we're also focusing on the 100th birthday of Billie Holiday on the 7th of April. Let's get some more comments from someone who knows the music of Billie Holiday inside and out, the great vocalist Nina Freelon. I was interviewing the trumpet player, Dave Douglas, and he said his number one influence is Billie Holiday.
Mm.
So it's the sound of the voice as an instrument. And she had that unique voice that really, I mean, I've heard some other people that are reminiscent of her voice.
Sure.
Maybe some in some cases, her sound was so strong, it's almost derivative of.
Mm.
That's a sad thing to have to say. Your presentation is nothing like Billie Holiday. It's Nina Freelon. You found your voice somewhere down the line. And now somehow you're sort of channeling her spirit. You're thinking about her as you do this work.
Sure. Well, I was curious, Russ. Billie Holiday did something. I use this metaphor. She was a young woman, unschooled in the sense. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a I didn't go to a formal. She did not go to formal training. That doesn't mean she didn't learn.
Mm-hmm.
She learned in the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
She learned by singing from table to table the same song every night in a little club, varying it just a little bit so that the person at table one and the person at table three got something a little different on the same tune. I mean, if you want to talk about really learning how to improvise, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to a well called American Popular Song. And she dipped down in that well along with many, many other singers, and she pulled out a tune like Just One of Those Things or What a Little Moonlight Can Do or Lover Man. She pulled those out, and with her voice, she created this art, this signature sound.
And now let's enjoy some of that signature sound on one of her most famous songs ever, God Bless the Child, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Shall get them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. The strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. His own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own.
Hi, this is Janice Siegel, and did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Jazz is improvised music, and you've got to love all the great players from Charlie Parker's blistering alto sax and Miles Davis's cool trumpet to the magic of Art Tatum on piano. But Don't forget the great vocalists, too. What an incredible tradition from Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, John Hendricks, Sarah Vaughan. Well, the list goes on and on, and I'm proud to be carrying on that tradition. It's a great music to celebrate this month and every day. It's jazz, born in America and enjoyed worldwide.
Of the great ladies of jazz active today, and two great pianists, Rini Rosnes with Senegal Sun from Life on Earth, and Lisa Hilton, the great pianist, with Nocturnal from her new album Horizons. I could have played the music of the great ladies of jazz for hours and hours. Hope you enjoyed our 2 hours of the salute to them and to Billie Holiday this week on Jazz America. Next week, our second week of April Jazz Appreciation Month celebrations, we'll celebrate 4 living legends of jazz who celebrate April birthdays. 2 guitarists, Larry Coryell and Steve Kahn, and 2 pianists, Michelle Camilo and Herbie Hancock. This is Russ Davis, hoping you'll join me next week for week 2 of our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month on Jazz America.